Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona. I am holding it down in the FNTSY News. Ones and twos. And Joe, you said it. These aren't April Fool's jokes. These are your final four teams as Auburn goes on to beat Kentucky 77-71. Texas Tech beats Gonzaga 75-69. Virginia beats Purdue 80-75. They are the only number one seed heading to the Final Four because Duke, the overall number one seed in the tournament, they fall to Michigan State 68-67. RJ Barrett missing a free throw that would have helped tie the game with 5 seconds remaining, and the Zion Williamson season is over. So as I said, that was your Elite Eight. The Final Four will be taking place in Minneapolis on Saturday, April 6th. Michigan State will take on Texas Tech, and Virginia will take on Auburn. The national championship will be Monday, April 8th. Happens to be my birthday. Let's go.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Way to drop that in.
I'm going to say happy birthday now because I'm probably never going to remember. So happy birthday.
I'm an April birthday also. Big things. Yeah. Aries.
I knew that, Dane. And happy early birthday to you. I also will be in Las Vegas. First time going to be watching a big sporting event in Vegas for me. So
nice.
I'm really excited about that, guys. Let's go over to baseball quickly. In baseball, MLB's opening weekend in the books. Some of the headlines from the weekend. Reigning NL MVP Christian Yelich became the sixth player in MLB history to start a season with homers in 4 consecutive games. The other 5 are Willie Mays from 1971, Mark McGwire in 1998, Nelson Cruz in 2011, Chris Davis in 2013, and Trevor Story only a couple seasons ago in 2016. Yelich's blast came in the first inning of the Brewers' 5-4 victory over the Cardinals, a game which Yelich hit a gapper to win the game for Milwaukee. Over the weekend, a man was severely injured in an altercation at Dodger Stadium on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and the Los Angeles Dodgers said they are cooperating with the police investigation into the incident. The man, identified as Rafael Reyna, is in the hospital and on life support.
You know what's weird, Pavona?
What's up?
You know what's weird? Like, people always talk about how, like, the East Coast fans are so crazy. You know, Yankees, Red Sox. You don't want to go into Philly. You know, they boo Santa Claus and
they
all
don't,
that stuff.
They know nothing about the Dodgers, man.
2 years in a row now, there's been literally people, like, on life support and, like, Dodgers fans. I remember last year, Joe, there was, like, at the Dodgers-Giants game, there was, like, a guy who got beat up and almost killed. Like, it sounds like this happens on the West Coast where everyone's so happy and there's beaches and all that stuff. It happens more there than on the East Coast now.
Yeah, they're absolutely brutal, and it seems to happen every couple of years. And the Dodgers, even San Francisco, like the club, they've changed all the different rules for the and it still doesn't. Every time the Dodgers
like
and
Boston,
Giants,
New York,
play,
Philly, DC, all that
they're
stuff,
not even
but it's out west.
The Giants. I mean, it usually just happens between Dodgers and Giants, and they go back and forth. Like, but now it's not. Now the Arizona, right? Are you getting pissed off?
The whole
like
NL
what?
West.
Well, like I don't understand. Now you're pissed off at the Arizona Diamondback fans. Like, you got to get a grip, Dodger fans.
They need to learn from the Yankees and the Red Sox fans.
Well, this is following after a loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Police say the 47-year-old man was punched once by another man and fell to the ground in the parking lot. Pretty scary moment there at Dodger
Stadium. And then his wife said that she was on the phone when I heard him yelling, and then she heard the crack of his skull, I guess, because somebody hit him over the head with something, and she heard it on the phone. I mean, it's like, come on, people, what the hell are we doing here?
And I spent some time on social media going down a rabbit hole on Saturday where I saw a video of 2 female fans fighting in the Dodgers bleachers. Okay, and it was a big old, it's a big clip. You should check it out. These 2 girls were
big
going
women. In. Yeah, there were some big women, too.
Small.
Yeah,
they were not small women.
Yeah, they were not. That was over food. So, I mean, I don't think it was over the game. Yeah,
a couple of years ago, I went to a Yankees-Dodgers game.
Fight in a stadium, though, people, make sure you have the higher ground. You never want to be trying to fight someone who's 2 rows above you. You want to have the higher ground. Trust me on that. It's not like I've ever been in these fights, per se. Yep. But you want the higher ground. Trust me.
I'm with you.
couple years ago, before we get back to the news, a couple years ago, I went to a Yankees-Dodgers game out in Dodger Stadium. After the game, I heard two guys literally saying, like, if any Yankee fans messes with us, we're going to stab these MFers. Just saying. Just saying. Yeah. But ESPN's
You know where you don't get stabbed?
Where's
on
that?
My ass, on my couch, in front of the TV. Won't get stabbed there. Nope, I'm good.
Nope, you will not.
I'm good.
Oh, man. ESPN's Xander Bogaerts and the Boston Red Sox are finalizing a 7-year, $132 million contract extension, league sources are telling. The deal, according to the sources, will include an opt-out clause that Bogaerts can exercise following the 2022 season when he will be 30 years old. The Red Sox are also looking to get an option for the 2020 season where he'd be paid $20 million. Guys, that's the news for me right now. I have some news. Of course, we're going to talk about Kristaps Porzingis. We're going to talk about some of the guys mourning the death of the rapper. I'm sorry, I forget his name already. So
Nipsey Hussle.
What LeBron James said, what Chris Paul said, Isaiah Thomas, all of them had wonderful things to say about this guy. But for now, that is the news for me. I am Chris Bavona. Joe, it's way too hot for sweaters now.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, warm it up.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
It was all about the dogs over the weekend. Woof, woof. Welcome in here, guys. Another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And we want to welcome those of you that are streaming us on Pluto TV or any one of the number of streaming platforms around the country. Guys, welcome in on this Monday, April 1st. Told you earlier, we'll tell you again. Do not get fooled for the craziness that is that will take the shenanigans that's going to take place on April 1st, little April Fool's Day. And apparently something along the lines of 68% of the people in your office are going to try to play some sort of office prank or some sort of April Fool's prank. It's like they wait for this time of year.
Right.
I'm just warning you now, don't do it. All right? Don't do it. Unless,
fake
of
news.
Course, you read a story that says Mark Wahlberg has been challenged to a fight by Conor McGregor. That happens to be true. Even though that's got April Fool's written all over it, Conor McGregor is now challenging Mark Wahlberg to a fight because I guess he's Nobody. He's the only guy he can probably beat that's left and willing to go into the ring. But craziness there. Craziness in the NBA last night as it was the dogs again. 5-2 yesterday, the underdogs. And you had five outright upsets, not just covers, total upsets. You had the Hawks getting 2, 115 on the money line. The Mavericks getting 12.5, 700 on the money line versus the Thunder. The Lakers without LeBron because, you know, guys, LeBron's not playing. I don't know if you guys heard that over the weekend either. LeBron is done. They're shutting him down here. So the Lakers were getting 3. They were plus 135 in a money line against the Pelicans. They went outright. And the damn Sacramento Kings were getting 10.5. They were 450 on the money line. Took care of the Spurs and the Washington Wizards getting 11. Plus 500 on the money line versus the Denver Nuggets. They ended up winning outright, and wouldn't you know it, of all the damn dogs, and I played every one of them in the NBA last night, the one that cost me the most money, the Charlotte Hornets, getting 11.5. Yeah, they didn't win outright. In fact, they could have played the game 3 times. They wouldn't have scored enough points to beat the Golden State Warriors. Pissed me off to no end. We'll talk about torn tickets. Coming
tickets.
Up this hour here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Yeah, so we all had him over the weekend, one of the most roller coaster weekends I've had in a long, long time. Definitely a few of those hashtag torn tickets that we had to deal with here. We'll share ours. We'll talk about some of the big ticketed torn tickets from Vegas that we're hearing about this morning as the Final Four is set. We'll do that coming up here, bottom of the hour. I want to welcome you in. I'm Joe Ranieri. He's Dane Martinez. Show is Make It Rain, which is exactly what we try and help you do here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I got to say, one of the very strange stories that arose this weekend amongst all the other things we had going on between baseball and the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. We had match play championship in golf, the Florida Derby. There were so many things going on this weekend. And then on Saturday, a story surfaced telling us that former New York Knick Kristaps Porzingis was being investigated by the New York Police Department over a rape allegation that dated back to his days, of course, on the Knicks, as he is now a Dallas Maverick. He was traded. And the initial reports on Saturday said that the Knicks had informed the Mavericks of this rape allegation and that the NBA league office was also aware of this situation. He's accused of having a neighbor in his building where he lived in New York in this penthouse, I guess, come over around 2 a.m. in the morning. And it was the same night back in February of last year. It was the same night that he tore his ACL, which, of course, ended his season. So apparently he got back to his penthouse and invited her to come over. And that's where the allegations of rape come in, saying that he held her down. And that's when that he raped her. And she reportedly made the allegation on Thursday. And the cops said that she's credible and that she's believable. But on the other hand, we're now hearing how she admitted to police that there was a $68,000 hush money payment agreement with Porzingis that she was planning to use to pay her brother's college tuition. And, of course, Porzingis' attorneys come out and say none of this is true. We deny the allegations. But at the same time, they're also saying that they referred the matter to federal law enforcement because they said she was shaking him down. You know, ultimately, when the dust clears here, a lot of people want to know what Dallas knew or didn't know before they agreed to trade him, number one. I mean, the biggest story is, who do we believe here? Do you believe Porzingis or do you believe the woman here? I mean, that's ultimately what this comes down to, is what the hell happened that night back in February of 2018, February 7th? And why was there an agreement to pay her $68,000? You already admitted that. And if you did admit that, because the Dallas Mavericks are now saying, guys, we were only told of an extortion plot. The word rape was never used when we, you know, when we traded for him. So the Knicks are saying one thing. Dallas and the league are saying another thing. And it, all of it is nothing but a giant mess of who knew what happened that night. Why is there a payment agreement? What the hell is going on here right now?
So, Joe, I think these are two distinct issues, okay? There's two distinct stories here that we're talking about, right? One is the case itself, right? The idea of KP and this woman and what happened when she came over at 2 a.m. And I've always told you nothing good happens after 2 a.m. But this idea of what happened and the merits and the details of the case. And that's something that, to be quite honest, Joe, I'm not going to talk much about because we don't know and I don't want to get into that slippery slope. The other part of this story where I do think it's interesting, the case is the case and whatever happened is what happened and that'll be adjudicated, you know, with the powers that be. The other part of this is, to your point, Joe, what did Dallas know? When did they know it? Who told them what? And like, if the Knicks knew this and actively kind of like, you know, change the story to make KP look more marketable via trade, that's a little crazy. And if the, what the NBA knew, what they didn't. But here's my question back to you, Joe, is like, don't teams do due diligence on their players? Like, for example, if this wasn't this kind of an a criminality thing, but an injury, just an injury, isn't it Dallas's job to kind of do their due diligence to see where KP or any other player is in their recovery to know what kind of asset they actually have? And I would actually ask, whose responsibility is it to find out this information that maybe there's an investigation going on against them or there's a court charge or a pending lawsuit or whatever the case may be? Is it really the Knicks' responsibility to tell Dallas that? Or is it Dallas's responsibility to do their research and background on a player they're getting the same way they would need to do it about the injuries? Like, or is it the NBA's job to tell the team, you know, when there's something going on? That's where I go. Whose responsibility is it? Is it the team acquiring a player to do their due diligence, or the team trading a player to tell everybody, like, what's going on with these players? That's my question. I don't want to get into the case at all. My biggest thing is, like, whose responsibility was it to understand this when the trade was going down? The Knicks, the Mavericks, the NBA, or all of the above?
Well, you know, obviously none of us may ever know exactly what happened there on February 7th. But what we do know is the investigation is ultimately going to play out and the police can figure out what the hell happened. And then I'm sure we'll all get notified there. But it is still very much unclear as far as what the Knicks knew or disclosed to the Mavericks before the trade happened. Now, the reports of, hey, we told Dallas that there was a police investigation, which I have no doubt that there isn't anything that happens with a megastar in New York that the Knicks weren't aware of, or, by the way, the league wasn't aware of. So whether they said extortion or didn't say, the fact that you knew there was pending litigation means that you made the decision to either believe Kristaps Porzingis. Okay, you looked into it, and whatever it was, it came back and said, nah, she's getting a $68,000 payment. Whatever you came to the conclusion that you believed Kristaps Porzingis. You can't now, because it went public, and again, this happened a year ago, you can't now go public and claim, whoa, I had I only thought it was an extortion case. Whether there is, basically, you sent somebody over to look into it, and they came back and reported to you that it was nothing but an extortion case. Somebody had to. You must have talked to a police officer. Somebody, some sort of law enforcement officer in New York, I can promise you, was contacted by somebody in the security department of the Dallas Mavericks saying, what's going on with this case? And they knew damn well what it was about. I don't think they thought it was ever going to get out or get to this point, because my feeling is Dallas thought this was going to be paid. This was going to be handled.
They'll
stay
do
whatever
under the rug.
They'll keep it under the rug, because they did for quite a while. This happened back last February, and it's only coming to light now. Why? Well, because now they're saying she wanted too much money and that the demands were getting crazy. So, the he said, she said situation of it is brutal. But the more that gets leaked out here, the worse it looks for everybody involved, including the Knicks, including the Dallas Mavericks, including Kristaps Porzingis. And maybe the best thing that happened here for any of these guys is that the season's going to end here April 10th for the Dallas Mavericks, and we can let the police do their thing without the media hemming and hawing them all the time. Like, you guys figure it out and then let us know what's going on. But if you don't think the Dallas Mavericks knew damn well what was going on with him, and somebody didn't contact the police department in New York to get to the bottom of it, I think you guys are out of your mind.
Yeah. I mean, to me, and I don't know all the details, right? But I think the onus is on Dallas to do your due diligence, right? We have this all the time, Joe, where, like, a team will make a trade, and then the trade gets reversed. Why? Because, like, they fail the physical. You know what I mean? And that's an example of where a team then is doing their due diligence, putting the guy through the ringer. He didn't pass our physical. Oh, we want to avoid that. We don't want this damaged goods. We don't want this asset, because it's not what we thought when we, you know, went under the hood and checked. And I know it's not a perfect analogy, because that's about health and injury, but this is also about your availability to the team. And like you said, you could have found out that there was pending litigation. The league knew this. The Knicks knew that. I don't think this is a case of the Knicks, like, trying to pull the wool over the Mavericks' eyes. I think this is the Mavericks that needed to understand the asset that they were getting, and hopefully for all parties concerned, you know, the off season is when this will happen, and then 6 months we'll know.
Yeah, hopefully we will know, and hopefully it'll just all work out for everyone. But we'll see what goes on. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy.
I'm more worried about Chris Sale just because of the investment. I mean, a borderline first, second round pick. Greinke, you were getting anywhere from, I don't know, round 4 to 6. Look, he wasn't fooling anyone yesterday. He only had 5 swinging strikes. He got hit hard. He gave up 4 home runs. The velocity was down again. It was down last year. He pitched to an average fastball velocity of 89.5 last year. So he was, you know, around 88.5 yesterday.
Days, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Final four is set, people. That is it. It is madness. Only one number one remains. That would be Virginia. Good morning. Welcome in. Time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And I got to tell you, kind of a couple of head-scratching things from this weekend as we went from the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight. And, of course, now we wait next weekend for the Final Four and eventually the national champion. But there were a couple of storylines that worth bear repeating. Number one, the Duke game against Michigan State. And Michigan State was absolutely a live dog in this game, no matter which way you cut it. Anybody that ruled that out, you were out of your mind if you didn't think Michigan State had a chance to win this game. But the big question, I think, is on what a lot of Duke backers' minds is. We know Zion Williamson is not just the best college player right now. He's going to be the number one draft pick. He's also the most productive player on Duke's team. He's the best player in college basketball, period, right? So you have to ask yourself, then, why was he MIA for the final 6 minutes of that game? Pretty much rendered useless the final 6 minutes of the game. He was used more as a decoy. It wasn't because he was cold, you know, he wasn't throwing bricks up or anything along those lines. They just chose not to go with it. They used him as a decoy. He scored just 2 points over the game's final 6 minutes. Meanwhile, Michigan State, their best players, right? Cassius Winston, Xavier Tillman, these guys were doing everything they could to help elevate their team to a win. And yet Duke, leading by one with under a minute to play, they went R.J. Barrett. They didn't go Zion. Zion was standing there for the final couple of minutes of that game going, what about me? And then, of course, all right, congratulations, R.J. Barrett. You had the opportunity, but you missed a crucial three and you missed the free throw. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he even tried to miss the second of second free throw, and he made it. And he made it. And it's like, why in the world, with the season on the line, nothing against Barrett. Great player. He, too, is going to play in the NBA. Awesome. But when you've got Zion Williamson on the court, the final 6 minutes, the fact that he only gets one shot off and you're not running it through him, I forever will not understand it. If I'm a Duke fan, that's what I want to know the answers to this morning is, why didn't Krzyzewski call a timeout and say, listen, we are going to live and we are going to die, but it's going through Zion. It's not going through R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple possessions. I remember there was one where Zion got the ball, went around and went to the left hand for a layup, you know. But listen, they believe in R.J. Barrett, I guess, you know, and that's what it comes down to. And I guess that was misplaced. You know, other teams were definitely riding their horses, like I talked about earlier. Michigan State, the ball was in Cassius Winston's hands. He was making a play, you know, for Kentucky. They went to P.J. Washington in the block like 8 possessions in a row towards the end of that game. You know, with Auburn, it was either in Brown's hands taking a shot or it was like Hunter driving the lane, right? So these teams did, in fact, go with where their bread was buttered. I guess my only answer to you, Joe, would be like Duke has such an embarrassment of riches. We're talking about R.J. Barrett, who's a top 5 pick in the NBA, right? So just because they had two of them, you know, it means that they had more options, I guess. Like, they did, in fact, go through a top five NBA pick. It wasn't Zion, to your point, you know, but you got to figure, you know, I can understand that. If I'm Coach K, you got to figure the defense is going to be clamping down on Zion. And so I have another top five pick to go through. RJ just didn't get it done at the line or making shots.
Listen, UCF and Taco Fall, all 9 foot tall of him, they knew he was going to get the ball late, and he ends up driving a basket, gets fouled, and ends up finishing. And this happened earlier. Earlier in the season, and people may forget this, but Duke also during crunch time against Gonzaga earlier this year, they had a very similar situation, game hanging in the balance. And instead of Zion, they gave it to Barrett. And Barrett ended up driving between two defenders, throws a layup up, and it gets swatted. And guess what? Duke lost in that game, too. Last, you know, when you were against UCF, you went to Zion all day, who had to deliver for you. I just don't know why 6 minutes, the dude gets one shot in 6 minutes of that game. That's a travesty. And this has always been the knock on Coach K. Great guy, been there forever. We get all of that, but nobody is ever going to say, you know, that Coach K, one of the best X's and O's guys that you will ever hear from. I think, again, it showed in that game, especially late, that he just wasn't – you just went to the well too many times. You got the best player, the number one draft pick. If you lose with Zion. If you win, you better win with Zion. It better not be anybody else touching the ball when you need him the most. Not in that situation against them, I don't think.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, but on some level, Joe, I think it's, you know, it's kind of like armchair quarterback second guessing them, you know. It all the outcome, if R.J. Barrett hits some shots, right, then we're like, oh, it's great that he's diversifying his opportunity, you know. So I think it's a little bit hard. You know, you could have nailed
But we're talking about talking about the dude that everybody is the consensus. He's the number one pick. He's going to change the NBA. When you have that kind of talent, you can't go MIA the final 6 minutes of a championship game in an Elite Eight. Like, he just can't. Like, you've got to, Coach K, do everything in your power in the huddle. Go, guys, I don't care what we're doing. Get the damn ball to Zion, and that'll be it. And I don't think anybody would have argued in the huddle either. But to go anybody other than it's Zion Williamson, the dude that is now, you know, he is going to change the world, apparently. And he couldn't change the final 6 minutes of a game against Michigan State, which is a little mind-blowing to me. And the other situation, too, that happened over the weekend, which should remind us that these are not pros, guys. These are 18-year-olds. I felt terrible for this kid from Gonzaga, who in overtime ends up swatting the ball from the kid right in on Texas Tech when he was trying to inbound it there in the last, and ended up getting a technical foul called on him, and that essentially ended the game.
Yes.
Texas Tech was trying to inbound
play.
The ball. Yeah, they had a chance. They, you know, they were still in it. They still had an opportunity, but unfortunately, that kid ends up touching the ball, you know, out of bounds before the guy could pass it in.
Technical
foul, game over. And, you know, that poor kid, too, was devastated. But, again, you know, outside of Zion and the R.J. Barretts of the world and a few others, these are just 18, 19-year-old kids trying to play basketball. That's it. They're going to make mistakes like this. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in it that we forget these aren't pros. You know, no, the pros are like the Charlotte Hornets that got blown out by 45 last night. Those are the pros. Like, yeah, no, don't even get me started with
that. They're getting paid to have that kind of scrutiny. You know,
exactly.
Like that's what makes you a professional as opposed to an amateur, which you are in college, you know, so absolutely.
Yes.
And it was tough. It was tough. You're right. That call when that happened. Remember, I told you I was at the bar cheering for Texas Tech. I was like, ooh. They're going to get two shots and the ball. I was like,
right,
this game's over. You know, that sort of thing. But when it comes
to
Duke, honestly, Joe, I mean, I'm bringing up a Zion's line. I mean, Zion went 24-14, 24 points, 14 rebounds.
Yes.
And he did have 19 field goal attempts. You know, he shot one-third of Duke's field goal attempts for the game, 19 of the 57. You know, so they were getting the ball to him overall. But, yes, at crunch time, you said it was R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett going 7 of 17 from the field. So it's like, you know, Sometimes you give it to Robin instead of Batman, and it doesn't come through. But, like, let's see this. Let's say R.J. Barrett does hit these shots, right? And Duke is sitting here winning right now. Let's say that was a 70-68 final instead. You know, I don't think we'd be nailing Coach K for his choice of options here.
Yeah, well, I just – it's always been the knock on him. And, listen, final 2 minutes, final minute, you want it – okay, but – the final 6 minutes of that game, and you let him go MIA and not make it a point to go, guys, get the damn ball to Zion. It just blows me away that he was sitting there for the last 6 minutes and everybody else was trying to bring this team back when you got them, guys. You're not going to have them anymore. You had an opportunity. And, you know, that's the other thing, too. I think as much as we're celebrating how great this was, how great would it be to know that Zion and this team would be coming back next year for college basketball? How good would it be to know that the kids on Kentucky would all be coming back next year for another season? Like, how good would college basketball be if we were able to keep these kids for 2 or 3 years in school before they went to the NBA? It used to be like that, a little while ago. It used to be like that. And man, how great would it be in this day and age to create stars like Zion Williamson and continue to do so and follow them 2 or 3 years in college? How great would the game and how popular would the game be then?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And like when we get to March Madness or the end of the season, that's why a lot of not like the sharps per se, but even like, you know, general sports fans are doing like crash courses on who these teams are, who these players are, because there's so much churn from year to year. Joe, you know, the best kids are only here for 1 year or going straight from high school or whatever the case may be. And that's why we don't know these kids as much. And that's why also, Joe, the true stars of the college basketball game, we say it all the time, are the coaches, right? Because those are the constants, the Izzos, the Coach K's, you know, the Roy Williams, the Boeheims, you know, these kind of the Mark Few's even that we're starting to see year in and year out. That's why those are the names we know. And we're like, oh, this coaching style is what it is, because the players keep churning. We don't get a chance to grow our attachment with them because and that's why we like some of the senior laden teams. It is a quick churn, one and done.
Well, listen, the one and done teams, they're out. Guys, the senior teams, there ain't nobody ever looked at Texas Tech and went, woo, bunch of first rounders in there, boy, bunch of fresh. Yeah, Auburn, yeah, no. I mean, Auburn's best NBA prospect ended up getting hurt. So, but here they are in the Final Four once again, proving that one and done's not necessarily best way to go if you want to win a national championship. All right, we'll talk more about that. We'll give you the latest lines from Vegas as we look ahead to the Final Four. We'll do that coming up next here. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how they're their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So while your attention is focused on the start of the MLB season and college basketball's Final Four, you know NFL teams are focusing on the upcoming 2019 NFL Draft. And for serious fantasy football players, you guys know it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Well, Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, while they're providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football that you play. You can save 10% now at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And good morning. Welcome in here on this April 1st, Monday. That's right, April Fool's Day. Welcome in. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And as we get ready for another Major League Baseball fantasy season, we got to keep an eye on the NFL. We still got a Final Four to get to. And there were a couple of just absolute brutal beats this weekend for not just guys like we know, like our buddy Rich there on social media there, Dane, but a whole lot of big bettors too, including some guys with some monster plays in Las Vegas that ended up getting just getting crushed, including a dude who wagered $110,000 last minute at MGM, $110,000 on Purdue plus 4.5.
Yep, that's the one.
And you know he had to be feeling pretty damn good, right? Coming up at the end of that game going, I got this. 17 seconds left. Purdue's up by 3. And actually, almost every metric showed Purdue their chance of covering, not just what covering,
right,
was 97.95%. Another dude went to the Mirage, bet $300,000. Back in Purdue at 4.5 just before the start of the game. You know, they had to be celebrating. Hell, even I was celebrating because I had two underdog parlays going there. I had Purdue and I had Texas Tech, and I'm going, come on, money line parlay. This is easy money. And then something unbelievable happened. They lost. Everything broke loose there. All hell broke loose. The foul, yep. The missed second
multiple
free throw.
Events. Yep.
Yeah, and of course, a dude who made two shots the entire tournament, somehow, I can't even pronounce his name. Was it Diakite? Diakite? Mamadi Diakite? Yeah.
The bleached hair guy.
Yeah, yeah. Who, by the way, was not a shooter. He's not on that court to shoot ever.
No.
He's just on there to be an enforcer. And somehow or another, he gets, and this was the other amazing part. Not only does he get the inbound pass, but usually you'll see guys in that situation dribble one way or the other, bounce the ball, and then ultimately right. they'll chuck a shot. this guy somehow or another positions himself, gets him in control, and just drops it in, forcing overtime. And then Virginia going up from one with 9 seconds left and winning by five. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a lot of six-figure action in multiple sports books that ended up losing. If you think you are pulling your hair out for your torn tickets, guys, hashtag torn tickets, six figures. That, my friends, is what you call an absolute brutal beatdown right there, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, that's the thing. It was multiple events here. Remember, Purdue was, first of all, Purdue was down two, right? And then the guy, like, had the free throws on the three-pointer, which, by the way, I think Edwards kicked his leg out. I don't think that should have been a call in the first place, right? So you're sitting there with Purdue down two, getting three shots, and you're like, if he hits all three, they win outright. Cool. If he hits only one of them and they lose by a point, you're at plus 4.5, so you're good to go. But he hits exactly what you need to go to overtime and extend the game. And then the other point, like you said, Joe, I mean, then Purdue is down by three with just seconds left, and then the Virginia guy ices it with two extra free throws to go make the margin go from 3 to 5 when they didn't even have to, when there was something like 3 seconds left in overtime, right? Making it just over the number. Hashtag torn ticket for sure. Our guy Rich, though, on social media, Joe, I think is certainly leading, as of this point, our March Madness torn ticket kind of contest or what have you, you know, because he is, that's definitely, I think, the worst one so far. I even asked him what was his shirt size. It's extra large because we are going to, you know, we'll probably hook him up right there. We do have a poll question up here right now also, Joe, for everybody. And we're asking him which of the Final Four teams were the most impressive to you so far. We got that up at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spit Speeds. Joe, what do you think the people are saying? Michigan State, Auburn, Texas Tech, Virginia. Who do you think the people are saying is the most impressive team to them so far? Where do you think the poll is, Joe?
It's got to go. You got to go number five. I guess Auburn would be the one that should take the lead. They should be. You should be the most impressed with what they've been able to do.
Yep, that was my vote, and that is the people's vote. 43% of the people are saying Auburn. I agree. You know, they're taking out the Blue Bloods. I think there was a graphic. No team has ever beaten Carolina, Kansas, and Kentucky in the same tournament. Talk about getting three through three Blue Bloods, and then obviously they lose their big men as well. So they have, in fact, been impressive. Then Michigan State, 27%, Texas Tech, 20%, and Virginia, you know, it was only 10%. Joe, real quick, I think something else that's really hysterical, and talk about fading the public. I'm going to talk about this on Freestyle on April Fool's Day. You know, we had a poll last Monday, which was, which one seed do you think will fall first? Mm-hmm. You know what was the winner of that poll, Joe? Virginia, 40%. People thought that would be the one seed that ultimately goes down. And you know what one seed got the least percent of the vote? UNC at 12%, which was the one seed that went down in the Sweet 16. So fade the public on April Fool's Day, people.
And you should also, another lesson learned over the weekend here is, yeah, you've got to really dive into some of the numbers. I mean, handicapping 101 here. Just because you hear a guy like Okiki is out, and this was the rationale from a lot of people that I heard this weekend, is that, oh, they're only NBA, Okiki's out, now Auburn, oh, forget it, they're never going to be able to, P.J. Washington's going to have a field day, they're never going to be able to survive them, and da-da-da, this and that, and all. And yet, when I looked into the numbers, the plus-minus of this kid being on the court, okay, versus the two guys that were backing him up, by the way, McLemore and Wiley, when you actually crunch the numbers, there is zero difference, plus minus, his time on the court for this team while he was on the court versus the two backups. And in fact, in some metrics, there was actually better offensive efficiency when the other two guys were on the court than Okiki. So sometimes we get so caught up with the, because of what the announcers are saying, and, oh, this Okiki guy, they're never going to win without him. But yet, the numbers tell us when he's on the court with this team, yeah, there's not really a whole lot of difference when the backups come in. And in many instances, they're even a little more efficient offensively than with him. So don't always believe the hype because a star player, supposedly, it wasn't like this team. This team was all about a whole lot of other things outside of Okiki. And if they end up going on to win the national championship, which I all think we do, Okiki was a nice piece, would have been great. But they are just as deadly without him as with him. So it's a good lesson to learn, Dan, is sometimes don't believe all the hype. Look for the numbers, the things that make a difference. Just saying he's out and somehow or another I'm betting the other way because of that. Yeah, he wasn't Zion Williamson, guys.
I guess so. And honestly, Joe, I mean, here's the thing. I wish that I would have talked to you on Sunday morning then. You know, I wish I would have been at Gulfstream with you guys on Saturday with Ralph Michaels and talked to the sports keg and all those guys, because that is exactly the trap that I fell into, Joe. You know, I was disciplined enough with my Texas Tech. You know, I was on them. I hit them at like 7-1 to win the region, right? But then I gave it all back on Kentucky on Sunday with that exact rationale. I thought that, you know, rebounding is where Auburn would get their kind of bread buttered, that they lost Okiki, and that I went if then, you know. So I wish I could have been listening to you guys.
But don't understand. It's not a betting Kentucky wasn't a bad bet, but it was if you bet Kentucky simply because you thought this guy was not playing for Auburn. Okay, because
I was like, oh, this guy's out. How are they going to make it up in the front court? Now they're going to start dominating. And the last time they played, Kentucky beat them by like 27 points, you know, that sort of thing. Right. I got caught, you know. So the layman, consider me needing to listen more to Joe Ranieri, more to Ralph Michaels, more to the sports keg, and more to the whole crew out there that apparently were up at Gulfstream. Boy, did Code of Honor, by the way, get a bad trip.
I got to tell you, them horse people can drink, man. We were up by some of the suites in there at Gulfstream Park, which is owned by all the, you know, they rent them out, all the stables, all these Kentucky blue blood. Man, first of all, they got more money than God, and they're alcoholics, every one of them, man. There were just people stumbling, bumbling, walking into stuff, breaking glasses. It was a nightmare, my friend. It was an absolute nightmare.
I have ever been to, Joe. And I've been to Mardi Gras multiple times. Okay. I've been to also the craziest event I have ever been to in my life. I've been to festivals in Europe. I've been to Mardi Gras. The craziest event I've ever been to is the Preakness, Joe.
Oh, yes.
The Preakness is literally, I can't even explain some of the things. I had to stop taking pictures of women at 10 a.m. at the Preakness because I already had men. Okay, let's put it that way. I mean, it is a crazy event. It's a fun time. Hey, Cardano, if you're listening, Make It Rain remote show, first Friday and Saturday in May. What's good? Send us to Kentucky. Let's go. Mint juleps all around. It's a fun time.
Derby, baby. Derby time. I even got my own hat, man. I'm ready to rock and roll. It was a lot of fun. It was also very informative because it's so funny, amazing. We always say this here on the show, like as a handicapper, you don't want to be the smartest dude in the room. Like if you're the smartest guy in a room, go find another room, because if you think, you know, you don't, there's no way that you can improve, and there's no, you know, nobody's going to teach you anything. You're absolutely incorrect. And, you know, being around a round table of guys like that, you know, 8 or 10 of the old school, some of the best handicappers in the country, when you start listening to the rationale behind why they're choosing some of this stuff, and you're going, you know what, didn't think of it this way. There is a whole lot of ways to go about approaching this. And listen, sometimes the ball is going to bounce in your favor. Sometimes it is not. But making sound decisions in the long run, Dane, when it comes to sports investing, making those sound decisions, having the method correctly, ultimately, at the end of the year, you're going to be a hell of a lot more profitable than you were in the beginning of the year. So, again, I learned it again this weekend that you never know enough. And just when you think you have a handle on something, there's something else that you probably don't know. So don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to network. You know, the more people that are gathered together on the same page, and let us not forget, guys, it's not Dane and I versus you. It's all of us versus the damn sports books, okay?
That's right.
They've got the money. We want to get the money. And collectively, when we share our ideas and our thoughts and we learn from our mistakes. That's why we do this. Ultimately, we'll take the money from the sports book, Dane. That's what we're trying to do here.
We're playing blackjack, not poker, Joe. You know, poker, exactly. I'm playing against you. Right, blackjack,
right.
We're all playing against the dealer. And I can tell someone sitting two seats next to me, hey, you may wanna stay because that bus card's going to the dealer. It's a communal thing. I've been listening to Make It Rain together and all the guys we bring on, baby. Let's get
it, man. We want their money. They got enough of it. All right? That's what we're going to try to do here moving forward. We'll break down a couple of the games coming up here at Major League Baseball. Some of the final four lines next on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
You know, it's like eternal sunshine of the spotless mind. What I wish I could do is go into an office and they could erase my love of the Arizona Diamondbacks and they could just implant new memories in there. I know Eternal didn't do that. They just erased memories, but just replace them with Padres memories, like only from the last 2 weeks.
They would replace all the memories where I was skinny and I just look in the mirror now. I'm like, what the hell? What happened?
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Save us.
Yeah, here we go. Ready, George?
Got pretty ladies around the world. Got a weird thing to show you, so you're gonna tell George Kurtz who we betting on today, man. Yeah, what? The world got a weird thing to show you, so tell all the boys and girls.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Ah, yes. Never, never, ever too early to start talking about future bets with the NFL. No. We'll do that coming up next hour. In fact, the 2019 win totals for some NFL teams from CG Technologies was released yesterday. We'll go all over, let you know some of the very strange lines in some of these teams here that they anticipate. All that hype around Cleveland and, you know, they're winning the Super Bowl. Not according to the win totals. They're probably not going to win the Super Bowl, but we'll lay those out for you. But first, of course, we've got to get through the Final Four, which is coming. And these matchups are just fantastic. Number one, Virginia. Number five, Auburn. Number two, Michigan State. Number three, Texas Tech. And then, of course, the winner of those will play for a national championship. Opening line, Virginia laying 5.5. over under 130 against Auburn. Auburn just not getting, I know what they're saying. They've been,
no respect. Hell,
nobody's giving us any credit all damn year
Rodney
long.
Dangerfield.
So, yeah. But you know what? It's not like, to your point, it's not like Virginia can be saying, oh, we've been put up on this pedestal. Like, right. No, of all the number ones, they were the least voted for in brackets to actually make it through and win a national championship. Gonzaga, Duke, nobody gave Virginia any credit to be here. So they both kind of have that underdog mentality, even though one's a one and one is a five. And then, of course, you look at Michigan State, finally a favorite here, laying 3 points against Texas Tech, laying three, the over-under 133 in this game. And really, that's, you know, it's Michigan State's offense, really crisp, really efficient. We've seen this now going up against Texas Tech's unbelievable defense that is just giving everybody, including Gonzaga, one of the most efficient offensive teams in the country, gave them nothing but fits. And I think what happened to Gonzaga is ultimately they weren't nearly as efficient on defense as they were on offense, and Texas Tech ended up taking advantage of that. But early lines indicate, man, maybe the overs, like you said, Dan, are the way to look at right now, both in the 130s.
Mm-hmm. I got the sports keg. In the chat room says Culver, Morietti, and Mooney are enough to get by Ward and Winston. So maybe Texas Tech, it's time again. Maybe you're going to ride the Red Raiders.
That's it. Yeah, that's only because he's got a ticket. We'll talk about that coming up.
33-1.
Yeah, exactly.